Billy, this girl could not have pulled you in here forcibly. She shook her head. Understand, I would like to believe something else, for your poor mother's sake. The hand pulled down his cheek, raking long red marks. She did. He looked around him. And McMurphy, he did, and Harding, and the rest, they teased me, called me things. Now his face was fastened to hers. He didn't look to one side or the other, but only straight ahead at her, like there was a spiraling light there instead of features, a hypnotizing swirl of cream white and blue and orange. He swallowed and waited for her to say something, but she wouldn't. Her skill, her fantastic mechanical power flooded back into her, analyzing the situation and reporting to her that all she had to do was keep quiet. They made me. Please, Miss Ratched, they may. She checked her beam, and Billy's face pitched downward, sobbing with relief. She put a hand on his neck and drew his cheek to her starched breast, stroking his shoulder while she turned a slow, contemptuous look across the bunch of us. It's all right, Billy. It's all right. No one else is going to harm you. It's all right. I'll explain to your mother. She continued to glare at us as she spoke. It was strange to hear that voice, soft and soothing and warm as a pillow, coming out of a face hard as porcelain. All right, Billy. Come along with me. You can wait over here in the doctor's office. There's no reason for you to be submitted to sitting out in the day room with these friends of yours. She led him into the office, stroking his bowed head and saying, Poor boy, poor little boy. While we faded back down the hall silently and sat down in the day room without looking at one another or speaking. McMurphy was the last one to take a seat. The chronics across the way had stopped milling around and were settling into their slots. I looked at McMurphy out of the corner of my eye, trying not to be obvious about it. He was in his chair in the corner, resting a second before he came out for the next round. In a long line of next rounds. The thing he was fighting, you couldn't whip it for good. All you could do was keep on whipping it till you couldn't come out anymore and somebody else had to take your place. There was more phoning going on in the nurse's station, and a number of authorities showed up for a tour of the evidence. When the doctor himself finally came in, every one of these people gave him a look like the whole thing had been planned by him, or at least condoned and authorized. He was white and shaky under their eyes. You could see he'd already heard about most of what had gone on here, on his ward, but the big nurse outlined it for him again in slow, loud details so we could hear it too. Hear it in the proper way this time, solemnly, with no whispering or giggling while she talked.